In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for being here this morning when it is a different time for everyone and for Florida, cold and rainy day. Here again, some of Paul's words to the Corinthians. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. Today, after this service, we will have the 62nd annual meeting of this part of the body of Christ, St. Catherine of Alexandria Episcopal Church. And each year on this Sunday, we come together first and primarily to worship God together. And then we have our annual meeting to elect members to our vestry and delegates to our diocesan convention. Each year at this time, we take some time to look back at the year we have just finished, as well as to look forward. 2018 was a year both of great blessings and great challenges for our parish. Blessings first. This year we welcomed many wonderful new members into our fellowship. Catherine and Milton, Amy Rose, Anne, Mike and Isabel, Anne, Charlotte, Brandon, Shara, Lindsay and Joelle, Grant, Morgan and Bryn, Heather, Mark, Paige and Abby, Jessica, John and Alex. If you do not know them, please take some time to get to know these wonderful new members. All of them, all of you, have brought blessings to this community of faith. And on All Saints Sunday, we welcomed our new interim organist and choir director, Cloud. Her music and her joy have added tremendously to our worship. Our pastoral care ministry continued and expanded its wonderful work of caring for the ill and those unable to come to church. This year we sent our third group of J2A pilgrims off for a pilgrimage. We have new young acolytes who are serving the altar, a new Rite 13 youth group, and our ministries with children of all ages are vibrant and well supported. Our ministry of prayer continues with lay-led daily evening prayer in our chapel, and a new centering prayer and Lectio Divina group, which engages the gospel weekly. This past Lent, we explored some of the treasures from the Benedictine tradition and looked at how they can help us with our life together in this parish. The work of all the committees and commissions was faithful and productive, and when we get to the annual meeting, you'll receive a report from all of them that you can then take home and read. In September, we held a parish development weekend. A diverse group of 40 of us came together with parish consultant Michelle Hain, the member of the Order of the Ascension, to look at our life and ministry. The major themes that emerge from this work highlighted both our blessings and our challenges. We affirmed that we are a biblically based prayer book worship parish, that liturgy, preaching, and music are important and central to our identity is the Eucharist. We affirmed that the sense of family in this place is very strong, that this is a parish that seeks to love and care for its members. And we recognized together that we have challenges, among them financial, and that we want to work together to solve them. Other challenges. We recognized in that, out of that work together, that many of our lay leaders who have served for many years are tired. And we recognize our need to concentrate on spiritual renewal and spiritual practices. And also a challenge, we recognize that this parish's average Sunday attendance has been slowly diminishing, that we have fewer people giving more money, which is following the general trend, unfortunately, in the Episcopal Church nationally. So challenges. You may have noticed that we are all growing older. And this year, the reality of this hit us in an especially strong way. We had to face diminishment in some areas of our parish life. Many of our long-time leaders and parishioners have faced their own or their spouse's significant health challenges this year. We have lost members to death, as we do every year. Others have moved away to be with family, or retired, or moved because of health issues, more this year than usual. The result of all of this is that we have fewer members who attend church every week, and we have fewer people who are physically able to do many of the volunteer ministries. Another challenge for us is finances. Like most parishes, we have depended for many years, maybe all the time, upon a small number of parishioners for the majority of our pledge income. And as these members move away, or die, or face changing financial circumstances, our pledge income has decreased. We felt this in the second half of 2018, and it will be a reality for our 2019 operating budget as well. These challenges we face are challenges that this parish has faced before, and that many parishes are facing throughout the Episcopal Church and other denominations. At times of great challenge, we are reminded of our need for God. We can trust that God is with us in these challenges. We can use these challenges to deepen our own prayer life. There is no need to panic or let fear drive our actions. We are not a social club. We are not a business. We are a parish that is part of the body of Christ. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. As members of the body of Christ, we are responsible for our actions toward one another. What we do and how we choose to face our challenges impacts the health of this community. As Michelle, our consultant, reminded us, Christians are called to be kind and generous with each other, not simply warm and friendly. As Christians, as part of the body of Christ, we are called to worship God together. We are called to grieve together when we have sorrows. We are called to rejoice together when we have joys. As members of the body of Christ, we are called to give faithfully as we are able for the work of God in and through this parish. As members of the body of Christ, we are called to share God's love with this broken world. New people, who I mentioned by first name at the beginning of this sermon, know us as we are right now. They have come and joined us, and they are wonderful. They see us as we are now. But many of you, have memories of this place for many, many years past. And I was thinking about that. It's like when I go home to my hometown of Vista, where I grew up, and I still only go home about once a year, sometimes not even every year, and I still remember it as it was. When I was growing up, in some places, I remember exactly what it looked like 40 years ago, 50 years ago. And so it's hard for me to reconcile what is there now. And sometimes, because of my memories of how it was, I miss how it is now. I miss maybe the good things that are happening now. It can prevent me seeing them. And I think some of that is going on in this parish. Some holding on to the past, some images of how we were in the past, can prevent us from seeing the reality of us in the present. Do we look for the blessings that are among us? It takes eyes to see them. Or do we only hold on to images of past reality in this parish, in this community? The bishop who ordained me, the Right Reverend Frank K. Allen, used to say that every parish has what it needs to fulfill the ministry that God is calling it to. I believe this. He's not the only one to say this. God has given us what we need for our ministry in this place. Every parish has the resources to be faithful to God's call. Every person, every member of this community has gifts and talents and financial resources that can be used in ministry to the glory of God. We are a parish in transition. Many of our longtime leaders are stepping back from the more active ministries because of aging and health concerns. And as new members answer the call to use their gifts and talents in ministry, we may find that as a parish, we are called to something different. We may find that we are called to actually do less. Some ministries may end while something new is being called out of us from God. God's promises to us are enough. God promises to be with us in all of our challenges, in our grieving, and in our rejoicing. Remember who you are. You are part of the body of Christ. Remember whose you are. You belong to God. Amen.